There are other cases you've looked at. There's one that I need an update on called the Crosford incident. What was that?
The Crosford incident, yes. And before I forget, I'll just perhaps I'll tell you that there's a fascinating synchronicity about this. The Crosford incident, the UFO sightings occurred over a period of about 6 hours, from about 8:30 in the evening on the 30th of March to about 2:45 in the morning. On the 31st of March. This was 1993. 3 years to the very day since the most famous part of the Belgian incident, where the F-16s were scrambled. That, again, was 30th, 31st of March, but 1990. The Crosford incident, 30th, 31st of March, 1993. It's obviously, you know, it's
weird.
Yet another of these strange little things. The Crosford incident was, again, a multiple witness incident from the UK. Many, many sightings of large triangular-shaped craft seen fairly low altitude, high speed sometimes, low speed sometimes. The reason it's called the Crosford incident is that Crosford is the name of an Air Force base where this UFO directly flew over and was seen by a patrol of Air Force police officers who made an official report. And again, the case file on this runs to over 100 pages of documentation. Now, of course, I led this investigation, unlike Rendlesham, which happened before my tour of duty. Although I reopened the investigation into Rendlesham, it's never been my case. Crosford was my case. This
okay.
happened on my watch. The UFO flew over this base at Crosford, and then it flew over another base about 10 or 12 miles away called Shawbury. And it was seen by the meteorological officer there, and he described a large triangular-shaped craft moving very slowly across the countryside, firing a narrow beam of light down at the fields beyond the perimeter fence. He said this beam of light was flicking backwards and forwards as if the craft was looking for something. He said there was a low-frequency humming sound coming from the UFO. And then he said that suddenly, from a speed of maybe no more than 20 or 30 miles an hour, the thing shot away to the horizon. And I said, well, how fast? And he said, well, look, I'm in the Air Force. He said, I see military helicopters and aircraft on an almost daily basis. He said, I'm telling you, several times faster than one of our military jets. Now, this is a phenomenal case. Even my head of division, who was notoriously skeptical about this, he wrote to the assistant chief of the air staff on this case. The assistant chief of the air staff, obviously, as you can imagine, is one of Britain's most senior Air Force officers.
Right.
And he said, look, you know, in summary, he said, there is there would seem to be some evidence, and I'm actually reading this now, so this is a direct quote from the brief that went to ACAS. In summary, there would seem to be some evidence on this occasion that an unidentified object or objects of unknown origin was operating over the UK. Now that, in an official document going to a senior military officer, is about as close as the MOD has ever come.
Well, it saying, sure is.
Yeah, there's something to this, and it's not just weather balloons and aircraft lights.
Are there any new witnesses to this case, or has that dried up too?
No. 30 new witnesses. Channel 5 did a one-hour investigative documentary on this case.